They're using the idea of freedom of information, which is something that we value very much, to do disinformation. Let's say Russia today, after the MH17 crash, spits out tens of conspiracy theories about why it might have happened. The idea that the Ukrainians thought it was President Putin's personal plane and they shot it down. You know, they're not doing this out of a search for truth. They're not doing this out of a passion for investigative journalism. They're doing this to kind of muddy the water as quickly as possible.
Now, one of the great mysteries in the West is why, as the sanctions tighten around Russia, as oil prices drop, as Russia's headed into recession next year, Putin remains wildly popular.
In Russia, love is always very close to fear. So when 84% of Russians say they love Vladimir Putin, they might almost be saying that they fear him.